April 20, 2020, is the Wife of Pedro Show. Thank you. Happy Monday, people. Right. Monday's 8. I chow calf liver. It's just a habit of mine. And that's how I know it's Monday. Brother Matt, 3 miles south of Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. But we're working on a way to get this group chat going. And he's going to prepare spin cycles for me. So I'm not totally man alone in my pad here anyway because of the software engineers in Estonia with their Skype work. I got Louis Michel again on the show. Incredible to have you on now 3 times, Louis. Thanks so much for whenever you got the news, I want to hear from you. What's that?
Glad to be back.
Okay. Okay. We'll delay a game there with it. Call and response. And we start off the show with Ascent from John Coltrane from his Sonship record. And then Balfa Apocalypse Mix from Lost Bayou Ram or something live. This is kind of a preview of a live album Louis's working on with his Lost Bayou Ramblers. Where'd we leave off last? Let's pick up from there, Louis. We're talking about that project you had with the, I think it was with the Pogues, right? Or a couple of Pogues.
That's right. Yeah, we did that. We just did a run right before the shutdown with Spider, Stacy, and Coit O'Riordan, who I think you had on your show, right?
We tried to have her on the show, but the connect with her in Manhattan was so lame. Drop out. You know what I mean? You got to kind of have, with the Skype thing, especially trying to use a leash because it's going through a cellular system to the internet.
Yep.
So it's going to have a straight pewter.
It's all chop.
Yeah, and it was just, it sounded like that, you know? Instead, we luckily, even though same town, because Spider was there in New York City too at the same time, we did the spiel with him.
Ah, oh, excellent. Yeah, we had a great run with them and got cut short right in the middle of the shutdown. And, man, yeah, a bunch of projects going on. I'm trying to remember what else we did last. Probably the Lost Bayou Ramblers live album we did last. The live album from our 20th anniversary with the documentary and all. It's hard to keep track of time now, Mike.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying I know it's Monday because that child lived.
Magic Monday.
But we're going to beat this thing. I mean, I think it's the only way to kind of calm it down. It's just, life deals you hand. Got to play it out. Got to play it out. And
that's right.
I don't know. What I'm doing is I'm composing and recording. You know, the way I see the gigs and stuff, you know, on the tour, that I don't see them as canceled. I just see them as postponed.
That's right. I mean, that's all we can do is wait for that. And like you say, in the meantime, keep composing and recording and doing whatever else we got to do as musicians. We're lucky.
I read somewhere about
this is kind of a special time. Right.
I don't know if this guy from Stratford actually wrote the Shakespeare plays, but whoever did, King Lear got written during a lockdown with the plague.
That's right.
So, you know.
Hey, if there's any time, right. Masterpiece is now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And maybe, you know, how farmers use manures. Maybe it's a trip like that, you know.
Amen.
Okay. So okay.
Like the French, like us French.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So tell me about this, the live. It also had a DVD, too, because it's kind of a biography document.
Yeah, the Lost Bayou Ramblers, it was called On Va Continuer. We're going to keep going. It's our 20 year anniversary or whatever, DVD documentary. Real cool documentary. Those guys did a great job at Worklight Pictures and, you know, kind of gave people a different perspective of the Lost Bayou Ramble life. Went to my brother's accordion shop and like followed me on the boat and doing different things with the family. And we had a live album recorded at 7 different venues in New Orleans with that. And so that was, last fall. And then, man, there's been a bunch of projects on the burner that I sent you for this time. The one you just mentioned, the Balfa Apocalypse, was something we did a this wild Mardi Gras ball called the Apocalypse Ball. It's a fundraiser for the Louisiana Himalayan Association that this amazing old Cajun dude, Neil Guidry, he goes to India half the year and he stays here half the year, and he has this, he's real into the, he builds Buddhist temples in India. So he makes it, he does a fundraiser, and it's a crazy Mardi Gras ball. We happen to record it, and we're gonna start releasing it as Lost by Ramblers live from the Apocalypse Ball.
Okay. Wow. So is there likewise something like that in New Orleans? Is there a temple?
I don't know if he's built one of the traditional looking Buddhist temples that he built in India in New Orleans. I'm sure there's some stuff he can show me. He's like an old friend of mine, and I'm not like a practicing Buddhist by any means.
Sure.
So I've never gotten into that side of it with him, but he did make a community house, like a prayer house on this property where the ball is. And we played it when he put the foundation up. We played a foundation party almost 20 years ago. And then now it's this really cool house. So it's been an ongoing organization that we've been involved with him and such. And, it's really cool, man. And the party is wild. It's hard to explain wild. That Mardi Gras, it's an outdoor ball and everyone's just to the T.
I'm curious, is there a house band for this place? Is there kind of a blend with any of the music from over there?
What you mean?
India, where he's building these temples. Does he bring anything
back
Louisiana?
He'll bring Buddhist monks over here, the ones that chant, you know?
Yeah.
And the horns and all that, and he brings them, and like he actually recorded them on the bayou doing their chanting. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's been some kind of collaboration. I've been aware of some. I've played with a monk, a chanting monk one time, which was amazing. He definitely brings people back and forth. Actually, the way I met him was when I was like out of high school, I was looking for something to do, and I saw a flyer that said, "Teach English in Nepal." So I called this dude, and he came and met me at the local cafe in Lafayette. He said, yeah, you know, it's a one-day bus ride from Kathmandu, doing a three-day hike into like 16,000 feet in the Himalayas, and you teach English to a little family who has like an ox and some rice for 6 months, and they're probably all the people you'll see for 6 months. And then I had the chance to go to Canada to learn French instead of teach English, so I ended up choosing the latter to go learn French. Okay. I didn't go to Nepal and teach English, but that's how I met him, and we've been friends ever since.
It was still a language mission.
Yeah.
But you're being the learner instead of the teacher. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A crossroads that made my life, what it is. Can't imagine if I would have taken the other road, what would have ended up, but I'm glad of the road I took.
And that's why I'm saying some things are really significant. They're like, what do you say, a game changer, life changers.
Yes, for real.
Yeah. You know,
I still got home.
You sent me this Levy Brothers and this tune, Gadoom. Gadoom?
Yeah, yes.
Did I pronounce it right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly right. It's the sound the drum makes. Gadoom is a remake from the Levy Bandits of Kalinda, the Lost by Ramblers song album, title track off the Kalinda album that won the Grammy a few years ago. And of course, Kalinda is an old Congo Square, rhythm song from, you know, Congo Square being the only place in North America where slaves were allowed to practice their language and music and everything. And Kalinda was this song. It still exists in different arrangements or different versions and variations across the Caribbean, and it made its way into like a Cajun rock and roll song in the 50s called Allons Danser Kalinda. And so anyway, this is a remix of that, so it's like this song has been traveling for hundreds of years, and this is an all-new variation of it, produced by Serpentine Man, Josh LeBlanc, and Message, Jesse Duplichin.
Oh, bitchin'. Okay, let's listen.
Don't think I need that good, don't go, don't go. Saba, the last tardis sparrow. Oh, there goes a robber. Oh, my. Oh, Zitbelio, Zitbelio, sit through this. You're under my spell, yo. You're just under my belly. Oh, oh no.
Yeah, with that corny moon hanging up there. Take it easy. I'll just sit here in a chair. I guess I'll just... Wait a minute. I guess I'll just kiss the evening air.
Louisiana, but lives in New York. He's an amazing author and music historian. Wrote a book on Cuba, and it
was... Louis, what is it? Ned Sublett?
Yeah, Ned Sublett.
Okay.
And S-U-B-L-E-T-T-E, I think. And he wrote this other book on New Orleans called Spanish Silver to Congo Square. And the first line in this book, or one in the first page, it says about this historical account from someone hearing the drums come from Congo Square. He said, and the African drums rocked the French Quarter. He said they rocked the French Quarter, which was possibly the first use of rock in a musical term. And this was like in the 1700s or 1800s.
It's an older book. And then, I was going to say, it's an older book. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's a book that goes into the history. So he pulls out all these references and how New Orleans became to be what it is. And then he says, like, 150 years later, the first rock and roll tune to hit it big by Fats Domino was recorded on that same, like, on the catty corner at Cosmo Matassa's studio with Fats Domino. So it's like rock and roll, rocking, and like it's birthed, part of it's birthed right there in Congo Square. Rocking is like this rolling drums, you know?
Sure,
or the rolling
sure.
is something else.
Oh, so this is Ned Sublett's research. That's where he got it from. Okay, okay. But he put it in his book.
Exactly, yeah. It's his research.
Now,
he puts it together in these amazing books.
We think of New Orleans, we think of jazz, you know? So this rock thing, and I know Fats, right, he lived his whole life. So, yeah, I wonder why the rock and roll, God, I think, who's the guy from Memphis who ended up there? Taft Falco played with them. He was in
interesting.
Yeah, Bad Teeth killed him or something. He was in the Post Tops, Box Tops, Alex Chilton.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like you take jazz, blues, rock. I mean, it all comes from this same American mix. And where did that come from? And Congo Square is definitely one of the places because it was the only place in North America where slaves could play their music. Everywhere else, they took the drums away
right, because
it was a form of communication and could, you know, start a rebellion, all this. So, you know, this is what Ned Sublett talks about in these books, too, is one about Cuba, too. It talks about how the different migrations of peoples form different musics, even though it's kind of similar mixes. But, oh, man, it goes. It's an interesting, interesting mind-opening reading. I would suggest it. Yeah, it's amazing.
And what's the title again?
I got to have a call. It's called The World That Made New Orleans.
Okay.
From Spanish Silver to Congo Square, the subtitle.
Yeah, because I remember there's some plaza there where they got the four dominions on each side of this pole or statue, like the French, Spanish, Confederate. I can't remember where it is. Maybe it's by the water. That rusted old submarine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. And so, yeah, all the changes that went through. I got to say what we heard Godot, Levy Brothers, of course. And then Gareth Sager with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Good whistle. He doesn't have the whistling solo, but. Chelsea Light, Move, and Thirst. His old band after Sonic Youth. Sunday Stage. Bilge Pump out of Leeds with Goo Hack, whatever that means. Damn High Yet. I think that's a band out of SoCal here. As fucking good as you can get. The Captain Beefheart with some poetry. Sit through this. Trotsky Ice Pit, first music of 20 years from them. Trust. Dex Ron Weber, incredible guitar singer, North Carolina guy. Midnight at Vic's. And then finally, Vic and Bill's. That's the name of that deli that was in Knoxville. Fuck, I always forget that name. You know, it was hard to play that town for a long time. And it was literally in front of cold cases. Yeah. Okay, and Weeks Island, finally Weeks Island with Cyprian Bay. Now we had Johnny Campos on the show about a month ago.
That's right. Yeah, this is his pet projects. Johnny's in a bunch of bands.
Right.
He's a great musician.
He's
kind of like you, like a lot of people. I try to keep up with, man.
But he said you instigated some of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love, that's what I love about, like, for instance, my band members with Lost by You Ramblers, and all around, all the bands I play, and I mean, it's like, I love to see what everyone else is doing, and everyone else is so, has so many projects going on, and, you know, it's so much bigger than just, oh, I play in one band, it's, and you know how this is, it's like, everyone's got multiple projects and passion projects, and so that's why I started Nouveau Electric Records, in fact, was to try to give a voice to some of this that people were doing as passion projects, but that was hard to put enough energy into making a release. Yeah. So when I heard Weeks Island, I said, man, Johnny, can I release this? He said, please. You know, he said, he just has it. And that's the thing. People just have their stuff, and it's, what do I do with it? Am I going to make a whole release and start a website and all that? So that's what Nouveau Electric's about, is all these interesting side projects and, you know, all across the map. But
I love it. It was so
I definitely wanted to put this.
It's, you know, he didn't really know about Slack Key. I was telling him about, because James Williamson from the Stooges was hipping me to the Slack Key thing from Hawaii. And
yeah, man.
You know, I remember his
Which
name.
Was big, big influence.
The guy he plays for, Jimmy Horn.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the guy. Yeah, Jimmy. King James?
That's
King James.
King James or Jimmy Horn. Yeah. That's the guy Johnny plays with also. Yeah. What's my name?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah, sometimes my memory.
Man, I mean, that's. Love it. I love it. Yeah, our drummer used to play with King James back in the day, too, Eric Heigl. He's I love playing with Jimmy myself, man. He's got a great thing going on. He's an interesting cat.
Yeah. And like these days, he's looking more of the producer side.
Yeah, he's been definitely producing some cool music, man.
Yeah.
Cool collaborations. He's just got, I like his style because he just goes straight for it too. He's not like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, mizzad over something for like months. He's just like, all right, that sounded great. Let's put that to, you know, it's good old school producing where it's like, did it sound good? Did it feel good? Okay. Then that's it. You don't have to go, oh, let me take four more takes and splot them together. Like, just do what you do.
I think there's a P-Funk song called Hit It and Quit.
Yeah.
And that's a good philosophy. Yeah. I like that philosophy. I remember reading this thing about James Jamerson. And with the funk guys in the studio with Smokey Robinson, he said, by take 248, the rigor mortis was setting into the groove.
God damn. That's awesome. Yes.
But, you know, I mean, I think, too, with Johnny, you know, there gets this thing called, like, I call sidemanitis. And, you know, where you're always helping somebody else realize their thing. The way to counterbalance that, yeah, let their freak flag fly.
Definitely, man. That is, you're right about that, man. There's so many, it's great when someone either has the time or opportunity or the courage or whatever just to go like, I'm going to do the music that's in my head. I know, that's how it is. It's hard because you end up playing with other people's music and everyone's got their own thing to say.
Sure.
And this one was just one thing. I mean, you should hear his, hopefully he played you some of his other tunes with, like, he has a band called Brass Bed that was real, real popular here in Lafayette. And then he had like a Portuguese release or something. And, you know, he's been very well revered by the young music scene here in Lafayette. And then so when he started playing with us, it was like, man, such a huge bonus to us because he has all these kids who know him, like generation that I don't even know, you know, because I'm like, every few years I turn around and laugh, I'm like, oh, a new generation of music lovers that I've never met. Great. You know, it's awesome.
Shit,
and Johnny's just a whole nother side. And he's from Lafayette. And our,
Louis, it's happened to me multiple times in my own fucking town.
Yes.
Cathedral.
Yes, wow, exactly.
The scene is happening. Look, Louis, we're at the end of the first hour, April 20, 2020. Hold tight for hour two.
Right.
April 20, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Hey, I knew these people. These two people. They were in love with each other. The girl was very young, about 17 or 18, I guess. And the guy was quite a bit older. He was kind of raggedy and wild. And she was very beautiful, you know? And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. And she liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure. And they were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make her laugh. And they didn't much care for anything else because all they wanted to do was be with each other. They were always together. And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. He couldn't stand being away from her during the day when he went to work. So he'd quit just to be home with her. Then he'd get another job when the money ran out. And then he quit again. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough. Huh? Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside. Well, he knew he had to work to support her, but he couldn't stand being away from her either. And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got. Except now, he got really crazy. He started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
Started thinking that she was seeing other men on the sly. He'd come home from work and accuse her of spending the day with somebody else. He'd yell at him, break things in the trailer.
The trailer?
Yes. They lived in a trailer home. Anyway, he started to drink real bad. He'd stay out late to test her, to see if she'd get jealous. He wanted her to get jealous, but she didn't. She just worried about him. That got him even madder. He thought if she never got jealous of him, that she didn't really care about him. Jealousy was a sign of her love for him.
Lay down, we'll split the chips. Lay down, it's all right. the tips. That's okay. Just stare at the wall and be sad. We'll split the tips. It's okay. Don't break down the box. Just leave it for me. We'll split the tips. You don't have to break down that box. Just leave it for everybody else. We'll split the tips. Is the bread on this side? Or is the bread on this side? It's on that side. We'll split the tips. When you finally serve the rat shit burger and they eat it, we'll split the tips. Want to care to leave the smart enough to be tortured by your own stupidity party? Don't worry, we'll split the tips. If you can't want to care to leave the smart enough to be tortured by your own stupidity party, that's really the aftermath of another lazy pep rally. Don't worry, we'll split the tips. Yeah.
Full moon. speed before the break of dawn. 500 miles, give or take a dozen. It's what it takes to bring me back home.
Thank you.
Watford Pizzo Show. Start off the second hour with Lay String Noise, something live. Cajun Noise Construction. What about that, Lou?
Yeah. So first of all, String Noise, this project was, Lou String Noise was put together with Pauline Kim and Conrad Harris, who have their own band called String Noise. So we kind of just borrowed the name for this special performance. We added myself and Layla McCalla on cello. And Gordon Gano, the Violent Femmes, was the one who put us together because I was having coffee with Gordon. He said, in New York, he said, hey, I want you to come meet some violin playing friends of mine. I think you'll love them. They're amazing. So I went to Pauline and Conrad's house. They're a married couple who are insane, extraordinary violin players. They do stuff you don't think's possible in these wild compositions. So we ended up playing four violins doing Violent Femmes covers with Gordon Gano singing and playing violin as well at the Rockwood Music Hall. And that was right, like, part of one of Pauline's gigs where she was performing John Zorn material for the first time. I believe John Zorn was there, which I found out later, which is how I ended up doing this whole Stone residency, which is where we recorded Le String Noise. So I wanted to get Gordon back for this performance, but he was on tour with the Femmes. They had gotten back together. So Layla McCalla flew up, and that became Le String Noise, a mix of, like, some of my Cajun music, Layla McCalla's Haitian repertoire, and then Le String Noise. String Noise is wild avant-garde stuff. And so Noise Construction is a composition by Eric Lyon, who is basically like they popped out a computer, and the computer tells you, play this key, and it gives you, like, some mood or, like, some instructions, like, ferocious bowing in A, and then, like, long, drony sadness in G, and then so you just follow it, and it's this improv on the spot following a randomized set of instructions. So we called it Cajun Noise Construction to make it Le String Noise.
Oh, man. Louie, I think you're doing a modern version of the Congo Square trip.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You're mixing it up. Bring it all together.
All this stuff colliding and bitching. Then we heard Bella out of Barcelona with Paris Love. Omfu out of Knoxville. I had on the show last edition, this cat, Steve Gigante, with We'll Split the Tips. Bark out of Knoxville. There's a whole scene there now, and I've been rapping with a bunch of people from there. This World.
Nice.
You probably played the Pilot Lamp, I think, is the pad. Knoxville, it's been around now.
Played somewhere else in Knoxville. I forget what it was, but I've only been there like once, I think. But anyway.
But you know, they got a big festival now called Big Ears, and it's pretty experimental. You could probably bring the Le String Noise there. I mean, when we get festivals.
Oh, what? That's...
So something to put on your to-do list. Then we had
Halfway between Louisiana.
Okay. Then Bahan Boy out of Amsterdam with Hills Could Be Mountains. And finally, Le String Noise with Lati Bonit?
Yeah, Lati Bonit. That's right.
Which is kind of pretty milk? No, that's latte.
Lati Bonit. I forget what she said, because I'm not so familiar with the Haitian French, but that's one of Layla McCalla's Haitian tunes. And, man, I forget what she said it means, but beautiful tune anyway.
Yeah, I love it. I want to play here some more. I mean, this whole second hour I'm playing this Late String Noise from La. Did it come out? Was this released?
Yeah, it came out on Friday, actually.
Okay, just got me.
And, okay. Yep, just released on Friday. Yep.
I want to play Les Plats to Mise sur la Table.
That was pretty good, man. Les Plats la Table. Yep. The plates. I want to go. I think we all can appreciate this. I want to go where I can have a do nothing job. I want to go where the plates are already set on the table.
Where the plates are set on the table. That's it. Okay, great. Let's. No more Beatlemania. Watch for Pedro.
Yeah, this was like a one-time. Yeah, I'll just say it's like a one-time performance where, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's about experimenting and collaborating. And we just did it once with one little rehearsal and just see what happens. And, you know, and so that's what's fun about this whole project is just it's a lot of experimentation put out instead of like, oh, we experiment, and maybe we'll find something. It's like, no, just put it out as you played it right then.
You know, I heard about this, I read about this gig. It was in London. It was Roland Kirk. And Jimmy showed up. And if somebody could have recorded that.
Uh-huh.
Never happened.
Exactly.
It's just in people's memories, right? Yep. You were there. the one encounter thing can be fucking really happening. So we had Le Plat to Monsieur La Table live, the Spring Noise. Then we had a Mega Doubt out of Trieste with the Fast. Baron Whitfield and the Savages, Slowly Losing My Mind. He's at a town just outside of Boston. God, what's its name? It's got a trippy name, like Berkeley or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
He's cool people. He can sing. He's a righteous singer. I love him. Apollo from Señor al Dios, David el Diablo Dios, South London. Also South London, crushed by Pimps, Interpol, and the Persian Rugs. Some live stuff. And finally, live from Les String Noise from this record, people. I advise everyone to fucking check this baby out because it's righteous. No More Beatlemania. You got to tell me the story behind this.
Yeah. Well, that is a half Japanese cover.
Yeah.
That's what String Noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Farrah Brothers.
Yeah, David and Farrah.
So the String Noise, man, they have such a cool repertoire, and they pulled that one out for us, and that's been one of my favorite ones, man. This album definitely goes all over the place a bit. I mean, there's also some kind of weird common thread that maybe a common violin string or bow hair.
No, absolutely. Yeah, bow hair. But I'm thinking when they threw that tune at you, had you heard it before? Did you know about Half Jammies?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you know, their records are pretty trippy.
I thought I was kind of doing some research.
I saw them live in like early 80s. Opening for Penn and Teller, or maybe Penn and Teller opened for them, like this magic show. And Richard Meltzer was there. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
It was a trippy thing, and you know they especially Jad, they do art, they paint also.
Ah, cool.
But they're kind of like the old days where the scene was made of individuals, definitely.
Yeah. Wasn't their first album like a triple album?
Well, I first got them, they were 7-inches. And it was their own label. It was like called 50 million zillion volts or some watts, something like that. It was the real idea. You know, nobody else will put this out, so we're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. No one else is going to.
Yeah, but to me, that's the idea of the movement. You know, it wasn't really a style. That was up to each band. It was just this ethos. This set of ethics that mean, you know, we're going to go around. We're going to make a parallel universe. We're not going to try to adopt some brand or some kind of sound. That's too limited. And that's why I still think it's vibrant and still alive.
Yeah, that's why the music scene will never... It'll continue to reform itself around the new music because the music that's popular has already been done, and it's always up to someone new to make something new that no one else believed in that they love so much to put it out themselves, and it'll influence, and then the music scene will never die.
Well, like you were talking about Johnny Campos, him bringing in this new shift. You know,
exactly. Exactly. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so it's like kind of a pollination, but it's also kind of a weird evolution, and it's a weird connection, nexuses and nexuses and crux and crux, nexus. Yeah.
Yes.
Very, very, very interesting.
I like that.
It keeps things vibrant and living and keeps us from sleepwalking and just connecting dots and, you know, coloring,
yep,
coloring book shit. And, you know, it keeps it vibrant and alive. And, I mean, I got to tell you, the first gigs I went to in the movement, not knowing what you were going to see at a gig was a real exciting part.
Yeah. Yes. That's what is up.
And how that's do you institutionalize you really something go like that? Yeah, how do you institutionalize something like that? If everything gets so predictable.
You can't. Yeah, that's going to be interesting about how the music scene comes back. You know, maybe will live music be more special when it comes back? And so hopefully it'll be more surprises because people will be, have been live streamed, you know, for a few years. And then hopefully it brings a bunch more creative stuff out of people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's a weird relationship, but it seems like, I mean, there's always dudes on the stage side taking chances. Not enough, I don't think. But the things really change when the dudes on the other side, the gig goers, when they get open minded too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. That's an interesting thing of what the last 10 years has had such a weird impact on live music. You know, let's hope that it encourages people to go out, like you say, see things that they're not sure what's going to happen. And, you know, instead of, oh, I'm going to see someone play my one favorite song and I'm going to film it on my camera and then leave and post it or whatever, you know, go see some real creative stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
A surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, we end up, like, using her new toys to chain herself up with sometimes. You know what I'm looking for in these days? And so is Mike Begetta there in the MSSV Project Park. Somehow to collaborate over the internet without latency.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, that is the key right now, is figuring out how to do it in real time. Exactly. I'm getting ready to do one right now where we had our accordion player with Soul Creole, who I know you have on in there. We're doing this Festival International thing. They want us to make a video, so it's like, okay, well, send me a video you playing. I'll just play to it. It's like, okay, it's a weird.
I just did one of those where I did five tunes, and they're somehow going to assemble it together. But the idea where we could actually play, you know. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, Louie. April 20, 2020.
All right.
Hold tight for hour three. You know, because of opera being Italian. So all those words are in Italian, those the old early music words. April 20, 2020. It's the third hour of the Law for Pedro show.
Linus, come sing.
Yeah, come sing. Both of y'all.
It's
Holy cock, supervillains. They know exactly what they're doing, and there ain't no superheroes to save the day. Come out and say it. We ain't got the rest of our lives to get red. This is the future now. Fly away, boats in blue. As day sails for the dead, where every old hate is new again, and every kindness called. Yeah. Hear me out now. They stole the elections fair and square. They stole the elections fair and square. Don't you get it? 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 Watch out! Here we are, alive in these times. We better get ourselves together. We've got to come together to make it better.
Thank you.
For Pedro Show, start off third hour with J'ai Autant. It's a live track from Goldman Thibodeau in the Law Tail Playboys. The Kangaroo Court with Liberation. Crane with Fortuitous after that. He's part of both projects. Tollum with Oligarch Supervillain. That's from his new album, the last track. Sarah Shook of the Disarmers with Sidelong. Louis. Well, this guy says Lewis Cole. And with V, and then finally, I know these, yeah, heathens, or Philistines. Two-step, they say out, which is a live, another live track from Goldman Thibodeau in the Law Tail Playbook. Enlighten us to Goldman Thibodeau in the Law Tail Playbook.
So Goldman Thibodeau is an 87-year-old Creole accordion player. He's one of the last players of what they call la-la music, which was like pre-Zydeco. Okay. It's like where Clifton Chenier and all that came. It was old la-la music. It's French, you know, black cowboy, Louisiana Creole. And he's been playing with the Law Tail Playboys for, I think, about 40 years.
Wow.
And they all have passed away since that. The band started in 1966, Bebe and Eras Cadillac. Amazing old Zydeco with the fiddle and the accordion. And they all passed away since, and he's kept the band going. And I came in on fiddle a few years ago. Amazing man. He's one of these guys when you meet him, you just feel his heart. He's just so, got such an amazing vibe. And he's so interesting, like physically and like spiritually and musically. You know, he's like a typical Louisiana Creole. It's like you can't say what he is and what he isn't. Like, he changes as you look at him. He's beautiful. Yeah. And he plays this old style French music. And we played his family reunion in November. And I got a little board that records, and Mark Bingham came along and recorded it and produced it for us. So we're putting it out on Nouveau Electric at the end of this month. I mean, at the end of May. And, which is great because, man, you know, he's the last of his family. He's the last of his band. And then we were supposed to play Jazz Fest, and that's canceled, of course. So, you know, who knows when we'll be able to play with him again. It's such a treat to be able to play with him. So I'm glad we'll be able to put his music out. It'll be his first album in 13 years.
Wow. Thanks for doing that, Louis. Tell me about this aeronautical pioneer.
So aeronautical pioneer is Jesse Rayo of the Rayo brothers, happens to be my first cousin. Kieran, yeah, family love.
Oh,
Kieran McIntosh, who's from Scotland, who's playing who did the drum machine, drum beat Ableton, and then Jesse Rayo playing banjo on top of him. So they started this little project. They wear spacesuits. And they play banjo and have drum machines. Really good show, man. They really, really put on a good show. And they wanted to put out a single, so I said, yeah, let's do it, man. Let's just see what happens. Just put out a digital single, nothing to lose, just see what happens. And they've done some gigs, so a fun little project.
Spacesuits?
Yeah, they put on these silver.
On?
I mean, yeah, they got like some hoodies. They sang. Kind of like our only music video, Aloha Golden Meadow. Brian, our bass player, wears this you know, reflective silver bodysuit, man, he said it's hot as heck in there, but, you know, what the things you got to do for showbiz.
That's right. Suffer for your fashion. Let's listen, Luke.
Top-rated Life magazine, an A-team of complete weirdos, working a 14-hour night, wheeling people from place to place, each one of us individual and eccentric, carving out a life of service. Third shift starts in the afternoon, if you can call it that, a long expansion of day into night. The heat builds up till bar time, then we clean up and do downtown, do the waybill and talk. Sunday morning's an informal get-together for discussing work and life. I guess it's beer o'clock. I've backed my cab into a stall. I want to relax and talk and hear all of the crazy stories. Just what unbelievable stuff happens. From puke to punched out windows. Bizarre drunks having nowhere to go. People offering sex and wine, but we don't take checks.
fly on terrible wings. This over unspeakable things. Canyons carved out by rivers of tears. Mountains rise up to the height of my fears. Up to the height of my fears.
Thank you. All my friends are strange to me. Help me find the master key. It's everything I want to be. One, two, right is the key. Huntington is my bone. I can't find my way alone. Spread your wings and fly away. Try to escape the judgment day. Break through the other side. I can't run, I can't hide. They clip your wings to ground your soul. And find your way back through the hole. You stay the cold squares on me. Before I die, please set me free. Take me home.
Watch for Pedro Show. Final music for this edition, Hop High from the Aeronautical Pioneer in their spacesuits. Joe Brewer after that, oh my God, Madison. Andre Avita out of Berlin with LAX. Ha Ha Tonka Heart, Height of My Fears. San Ardo would take me home. And finally, Soul Creole with the dub version of Troy Rounds. And what is Soul Creole?
Yeah.
What project is this, Louis?
So Soul Creole is a band that is myself, Corey Ledette, who's the accordion dragon, this amazing Creole accordion player. That's who we're playing with later today for this live stream. This guy is phenomenal. And Ashley Michaud, who happens to be my better half, but, you know, on stage, we're like just independent artists kind of deal.
Yeah.
And
showbiz.
And so she wrote the song. Yeah, showbiz. She wrote this song called Toiron, and it's inspiration from this French radio show from her hometown of Villeplate. Actually, we were listening this morning. It's called La Tasta Café. It's a French radio show. They do 4 days a week, 5 days a week. And we were listening this morning. We were up early drinking coffee and celebrating the holiday. And we hear them on the radio. And they start saying, Ashley Michaud and Louis Michaud did this new thing, blah, blah. So they go off. Why don't you give us a call? So I had to, 8 a.m., I pulled my phone out. I gave them a call. And I told them that it was that show that inspired this song because it's the things they talk about, really cool old French stuff that has a lot of deep meaning and the Trinity and all these. The name of my record label, Nouveau Electric, was actually inspired by something they were talking about on the radio show. There was this old shoe shop. It was like, oh, the whatever shoe shop, they named it the Nouveau Electric Shoe Shop when they got a new electric machine in to repair the soles. So that's where I got the name for the label. But Soul Creole is a really fun band. We started in 2012. It's a Zydeco band, basically, with a fiddle, accordion, triangle, and drum and bass, and with three front people, three lead singers, and it's live. It's mostly improv. We go from Cajun and Zydeco to, like, you know, Prince covers and like some reggae covers and just all these different stuff, but all inspired in the moment. Like, he'll start playing a melody and we'll say like, oh, it sounds kind of like this, and just start singing it and go there and go here. But this is our first studio debut, so they're pressing it as we speak at the New Orleans Record Press onto 45. It's our first 45. It's our first song with this band, so we're really excited about this release.
What's on the other side?
So the other side is the single, is the normal, the normal song.
This is the dub version.
I think we played the single last time, actually, which is why I didn't put it on this.
That's right. This is the dub version. Because I was wondering.
Yeah.
You know, when you do a dub version, there's usually an original version.
Yeah, where's the original?
Right.
We did it last time. Corey Rich, the guy who produces the Ramblers albums, and my buddy who works up in New York with LCD, he produced the dub remix, and he mixed the single and all that too. So, and he comes and he plays in the band when he's in town. So,
I mean, you said accordion, fiddle. There's a bass, right?
Oh yeah. Drums and bass.
Okay.
We have some great Zydeco drums.
I'm a little biased. We gotta mention the bass man. The bass man. Especially too. You know. Gotta mention the drummer man. What you got up next, Louis?
Yes.
What you got going next during our safe at home period?
Oh, let's see. What I got going? So we doing this. What was that?
You got your stream, your live stream today.
Yep. I got my live stream with Festival International. I'm starting a Patreon. I'm going to start the Nouveau Electric Hour, and it's going to be like a podcast, video cast. I'm working on it, and it's going to be mostly in Cajun French, playing some music, playing some live music, translating some songs, like helping people that want to get into French like I did to have, you know, an extra resource to something to get into. I'm actually working on a project that started finalizing this morning. There was a 101-year-old fiddle player, Creole fiddle player, not far from here, and I got to go hang out with a few times last year, and I did a little research I got a grant to record him, and they wanted me to do it. I didn't even ask. The state was like, hey, would you do a grant, and you can, like, you know, archive this guy because he's 101 years old and he's playing the fiddle. And he picked it up like a few years before that, but he had played in the 1930s, the house dances, the old school fado dos, and he put down the fiddle for like 60, 70 plus years and picked it back up a few years ago.
Damn.
Working on that, and it's so cool, man. He can only play for a few minutes at a time, or like, you know, 1 to 2 minutes at a time because he's, you know, he's 101.
Sure.
One of the cool things about what he does is that he put it down for so long that when he picked it back up, he's still playing the same music he was playing in the 30s, which is like a style that's gone,
sure,
you know?
Sure. Well, man, the best of luck. Any, you come up with this channel or whatever, or new music. I know you got new music. Please come on the show again. I love it.
I definitely will, man.
Okay.
Man, I love getting on your show, Mike, and, man, it's always so interesting to listen to it and to be on it, and I learn so much every time about music and myself and what you do and what everyone does. And, man, keep up what you do, man. Appreciate you, Mike.
Oh, man, right back, really, truly. People, it's been April 20, 2020, edition of Off Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.